What would you do if by your mid-20s you were earning millions, living the dream lifestyle you'd always imagined, but you hated every second of it? That's the story of Gary Stevenson in The Trading Game. Today, we're pulling back the curtain on the brutal reality of high finance, the glamour, the greed, and the crushing pressure behind the glass towers of global banking. Spoiler alert, it's not what Instagram tells you success looks like. Gary Stevenson grew up in East London in a working-class family. His childhood was a world away from the billion-dollar deals he'd later negotiate, but Gary was brilliant at one thing, maths. That talent became his golden ticket, landing him a place at the London School of Economics and eventually into Citibank's trading floor. From the outside, it looked like a fairy tale. Young trader from humble beginnings making millions, jetting to exotic locations, living in luxury apartments. But as Gary writes, the reality was anything but glamorous. Behind the spreadsheets and billion-dollar bets was a culture of relentless competition, obsession with money, and an unspoken rule: never show weakness. This book is more than a memoir. It's a cautionary tale about success at all costs and the real price of chasing the wrong definition of winning. 1. The illusion of success. Gary hits the big time fast, bonuses worth hundreds of thousands and eventually millions. But here's the twist. The happier he should have been, the more miserable he became. Why? Because every win just raised the bar higher. Each bonus led to another cycle of pressure. Do it again, but bigger. And the money? It stopped meaning anything. A first-class ticket to New York didn't feel like freedom. It felt like a trap. Think about that. How often do we believe, when I hit this salary, I'll be happy? Gary proves that happiness doesn't live at the end of a bigger paycheck. 2, the culture of competition and fear. On the trading floor, Gary wasn't just competing with other banks. He was competing with the guy at the next desk. If you made money, someone else made more. The pressure was constant, and with that pressure came fear. Fear of missing out, fear of failure, fear of losing status. Sound familiar? This isn't just banking. It's happening in sales teams, tech startups, corporate boardrooms. When success is measured only by numbers, people stop collaborating and start cannibalizing. One of Gary's sharpest insights is this. In a system built on endless competition, nobody wins because there's no finish line. 3, mental health on the line. Let's talk about the human cost. Gary was 25, making more money than he could spend. But he was also burned out, anxious, and deeply unhappy. He started questioning everything. Who were his friends? Did they care about him or his money? Eventually, Gary walked away. He left millions behind to find something money couldn't buy: peace of mind. That decision is why this book matters. It reminds us that success without well-being is failure in disguise. Gary's story isn't just about banking, it's about all of us living in hustle culture. Entrepreneurs, leaders, and professionals chasing the next milestone, thinking it will bring happiness. Spoiler, it doesn't. One of my favorite lines from the book is about money as a scoreboard. Gary says, "When the game becomes the goal, you forget why you started playing." Think about that. How many of us are playing games, career games, social media games, without asking why? Here are 3 questions inspired by Gary's story that I want you to reflect on. What does success really mean to me? Am I working for freedom or for a scoreboard I didn't choose? If I had everything I think I want, would I actually be happy? These aren't easy questions, but answering them might save you from running a race you never wanted to enter. If you want a brutally honest, behind-the-scenes look at the world of money, status, and what happens when you win the wrong game, read The Trading Game. It's gripping, it's raw, and it just might make you rethink your own definition of success. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Would you trade happiness for money if it meant living Gary's life? Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you enjoyed this summary, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Don't forget to subscribe to the Business Book Club for more insights like this. And remember, the best investment you can make is in yourself, not just your bank account.